All right. We're here. The whole crew's back. Look at this.
Yeah, look at this. All together.
All together.
Wow.
Wait, where's my vape?
Right. And that's the fifth member of the crew, John's vape.
The new setup is stunning. This is my first time seeing it.
It's great. Like, no, right? Look at that. You can see it. We can TV. Do anything
you
we want
the
now.
The camera makes such a big difference.
Here, I'll show everybody. We can do anything we want. I'm going to lemonparty.org.
Wait, well, this won't be okay.
What?
That won't show up. If you do that.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah,
I already
can't do that.
We have a really good Patreon. Check it out. We did it a couple days ago, and it's we're shitting all over that
David Chang.
Wannabe Anthony Bourdain, David Chang. Yeah. And we like watched some of his shows on Netflix, and I thought if we posted it unlisted that that'd be okay, because we want you guys to be able to watch stuff with us, you know, like full things, movies possibly. It got immediately taken down. So
it's kind of crazy.
Got immediately copyrighted.
How do they
so
do that?
I don't know. So I don't really know how we'll be able to ever watch actual things that are. We can watch anything we want on YouTube and like Twitter. Yeah. But if we watch like a show on Netflix or a Hulu show, or it just immediately gets flagged.
What about on Patreon?
That's where I.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
It was
about.
An unlisted My YouTube bad. Video, which is.
Well, I'm saying, but don't upload to YouTube. Upload to like
that's
a different.
That's what I was saying, but I don't think you can.
You can upload to a page. You can upload to Vimeo, but I think Vimeo's got
How
the
do
same.
These women get their fucking videos of them playing with their pussies on?
Because it's not copyrighted.
No, but can't you just like.
It's not like it's content. Not like this is a Fox production of
no, I'm saying,
Becky's pussy in
how
Iowa.
How do they get. Does Patreon have any sort of video hosting platform?
No. You can you have to Why? Pay you have to pay to go through they want you to go through Vimeo.
Well, then go through Vimeo.
Yeah, but I don't think that is like that takes away the copyright stuff. I mean, we'll try yeah. one, but I mean,
people post full movies on Vimeo.
Yeah.
I bet it's much less aggressive. Like YouTube has algorithms built to detect like they upload every movie company uploads their movie and it captures every frame and then they got an algorithm looking for frames that match.
Right.
So Vimeo's not doing that.
YouTube is tough. I couldn't find Isaiah Rashad's sex tape on YouTube.
That's bullshit.
I kept trying for it.
No.
They're hot. Going downhill.
It's hot, too.
You watch it a lot, you said.
I literally deleted my history the other day because like I was just afraid that Ida would look at it and be like, how come you searched Isaiah Rashad's sex tape so many times? I was trying all night to find it because I was like, does it exist?
She's like but why'd you watch it 10 times at 4 a.m.? Like, why?
Well, there's only two, right?
Devin, how come it's your pinned tweet? Yeah, there's two, and then we all watched them together.
Yeah.
And we all kind of got chubs.
Yeah, no, it was great.
I mean, the way he's sucking that dick.
Yeah, he's
it's a That's a guy that, like,
shit.
Loves it.
Yeah,
it was so
really
heartfelt.
Good at it.
And he has two light-skinned twinks sucking his cock, and he's talking. Yeah. He's like, what does he say? He's like, look in the camera.
Well, the funny part about the second video is that if you just see the beginning, you think it's just like a rapper being like, yo, what up? I'm with the homies. And you're like, ha-ha, yeah. And then he turns the camera.
It's like schoolboy Q with the blunt. No.
Then he turns the camera, and there's two tiny, like, 5'3" twinks sucking his balls and dick, and there's gay porn blasting in the background.
Yeah, there's a dude getting his ass cheeks
and then he,
clapped.
But he still keeps it, like, gangster. He still, like, smokes the blunt. He's like, ha-ha.
He's like. These dudes were just searching for rodents. In my house in the gutters.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
And I had to sign and pay him extra.
It's sad that they leaked it and he has to deal with it like
that. That's disgusting. Whoever leaked that is a scum of the earth.
It was probably him. He's like the Joker. he's like.
Honestly, if he rolls with it, it could be the greatest career move of his life.
Oh, by far, because there's
he's
no.
He's fading into obscurity. He was the weakest member of TDE.
He's not fading into obscurity.
He wasn't the weakest.
People
member.
That love music, like,
member.
Love him.
No, there's a. Reason
is
he's terrible.
Wait, there's a guy named Reason?
There's a guy named Reason.
I didn't even know there was a new guy.
I got the reason to commit treason. Yeah, he's terrible.
Oh, shit.
One guy had a really funny tweet on Twitter. He goes, he's like, because everyone's been waiting for Kendrick's album and they keep delaying it. Yeah, they Top Dog Entertainment, like they keep delaying what we want. Yeah. And so some guy had a tweet where he was like, Top Dog's going to punish us with another Reason album.
God, how many people are in it? Is it Reason, Isaiah Rashad? Is there anyone
Schoolboy
else?
Schoolboy Q.
SZA. There was a guy named
SZA.
The singer, yeah.
She's technically.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then there was
J-Rock.
There was another dude. Absol. Like Skywalker or Lightning, Skywalker. Lightning Fire. Or
oh, yeah, yeah. Sky, oh, and
Luke Skywalker.
Who's that singer?
Luke Skywalker.
It was Luke Skywalker's in TDE yeah. now.
Mark Hamill. God.
There's also that singer. I always forget his name.
John Redcorn. He did that. He had a song called Red something.
Yeah, I forget his name.
He did. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. But yeah, so
her or him? Is it
does. Who cares? Yeah. Now the whole podcast is us just being like, was it a Tuesday or a Wednesday? Which I think it was between 3 and 5.
I feel like I'm just right there on naming everyone that I'm like, I might as well complete the list.
Well, we won't.
Well, let's
moving
let's
it right.
On.
Along.
We all saw Jackass together.
It was great.
That was awesome.
Any real crew of friends out there? I you know, you should go see it. Joey, I highly recommend.
If you're in our age group. Even close, within 5 years, and you didn't see Jackass with your friends, you got to reconsider.
You have to reconsider what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. Because it might have been the only time I felt slightly normal in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had that feeling, and I didn't even want to say it out loud because it's such a lame, overused message now, but I had a real feeling where I was like, we needed this.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like everybody says we needed this about everything, and it's so it's so overused. But that was the first time I ever felt that. Actually,
I felt it was a joyous vision of resilience in the face of trauma. That's how I felt about it.
Which is what the New Yorker also feels.
Really?
Oh, look at this ridiculous article. The New Yorker's trying to act like Jackass is some French nouveau fucking film. The franchise's return to the big screen foregrounds activities that only a Hollywood budget could underwrite. Self-punishment has always been at the heart of physical comedy. One of the secrets of slapstick, for instance, is that a pratfall is rarely painless. Its effects on all right, it's like
the
enough
fuck is
already.
A pratfall?
There's a fucking 4-minute sequence of a guy getting a pogo sticked in the nuts. We don't need to overanalyze it. It is what it is.
He's talking about it like it's bicycle thief.
It's like literally. He's
it's
like
a tragedy.
Jackass forever. The Citizen Kane of 2022. Like
look up what this guy looks like.
The writer?
Yeah, look him up. It's so funny.
Ed Halter. What is his picture? He doesn't have
nah,
one.
Nah, go on Google. Just look up
Google
Ed Halter.
Imagine
seeing this movie with this fucking guy.
There he is. Is that him? I can't tell if it's him or him.
No, the guy to the 3-4 on number 4 to the right. That's him. Not left. That guy.
It's him?
Yeah, on the right.
Of course. Look at that guy.
What a fucking idiot.
Of course it's a pedophile.
Yeah.
He looks like a lesbian.
He looks like that picture in To Catch a Predator where it's like, are you bringing condoms? And
honey, I'm going to have to miss Chardonnay and Brie tonight. I have to review Jackass forever. Sorry, sweetie.
But yeah, pretty funny that we're at a point where that's like
what else is
the
saying?
Only thing they have to write about.
Read a little more.
Okay, hold on.
Journalism.
Over the course of more than
a
century of filmed gags, the worst results of corporeal damage upon professional funny men have been well documented. Buster Keaton broke a vertebra in his neck while filming a stunt for his silent masterpiece, Sherlock Jr. Jerry Lewis blamed a spine-chipping tumble on stage for decades of debilitating agony. Chevy Chase checked into Betty Ford in 1986 to deal with an addiction to analgesics.
Hi, I'm Chevy Chase, and bees are about to fly onto my cock.
Yeah, hi, I'm Chevy Chase, and I'm going to be myself. here we go. It would seem that physical comedians like athletes and dancers must eventually pay a price for using their bodies as instruments. Jackass, the convulsively hilarious MTV reality prank franchise, which began as a hit cable series in 2000 and expanded its reach through a decade plus of feature film straight to DVD, blah, 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 and affiliated cast members, has achieved remarkable mileage through its unwavering commitment to embracing this truth.
I now hate Jackass.
Yeah, I know, like, yeah, what is Jackass? They're acting like...
Hey, I take it all... Don't go see it with your friends.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Now, much of the original crew is reconvened for a new theatrical release, Jackass Forever, which banks on the indignity of middle-aged men enacting new versions of the dangerous and disgusting maneuvers of their long-ago youth. You know what? Imagine what this guy thought of the first Jackass when it came out.
Oh, this is just disgusting.
Oh, this is a ridiculous. This is appalling.
1,000%.
And now, fast forward to 2022.
Elementary.
2022, you know, where life is such a hell that we're like, the way that Chris Pontius put that dragon on his nutsack and walked through a little tiny town with his ballsack.
And the cum.
Poopies is a standout star in the new Jackass Forever.
Poopies fucking rocks.
Best supporting actor, Poopies.
And the Oscar goes to Poopies.
Did you get it?
That fucking movie.
I think I got
boring.
It.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's behind There's John been a fly. Now. I'm
There's
sorry.
A fly in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, who wants to read the rest of this hunk of shit? But it's just, look at this. I mean, what is this? A review for Jackass or fucking Amelie? It keeps going. But we had a tremendous time. Incredible movie. It really kind of made me emotional at the end.
Mm-hmm. I was very hammered.
Well, all those movies just kind of abruptly end as a thing.
Yeah, they don't really have. There's not a fourth. There's not a
conclusion. Right. The way they tied it together.
They really tied it all together.
The problem was is the Ryan Dunn, like,
well, no Bam Margera and no Ryan Dunn.
Bam Margera is a waste of fucking space. Yeah, well, that's movies.
No Bam Margera was like the heart of those movies. Along,
oh yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
Bam
he used great. To be amazing.
I'm not gonna shit on Bam, but
I thought he was the weakest guy.
I never liked Bam. I like Ryan Dunn way more.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn was way cooler than me.
But
Bam was the
Bam's fear of snakes.
Bam was a big part of the engine that fucking made the whole thing work.
Outside of Bam's fear of snakes.
The problem
that was a huge part of the whole thing.
Him and Phil and his whole, I mean, isn't Uncle Vito, or he's like a pedophile, I think. Vito.
Yeah, Vito's a pedophile.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Vito's a pedophile.
The Ryan Dunn thing, it was weird though, because it was like this happened like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, we've all digested Ryan Dunn's death, like, over
and
over.
Oh, it's still, he's come still on, have, I still have to
still
do
it. You sick
fuck. What the hell are you talking about?
What are you saying? It shouldn't have been dedicated?
What do you think? There's a time where it's like, oh, we're done commemorating our death. It's the night you die. 10 years go by, we go.
I thought it was going to be called, like, we aren't done yet or some shit.
Imagine somebody tries bringing up a John tribute 10 years after his death, and we go, like, all right, enough.
Really, guys? Still on John?
Really? Are we still on John, our dear friend?
We told him to slow down.
You know.
Did Dunn kill somebody else in that accident?
No, I don't think
he
was driving.
No, he crashed a Lamborghini.
No, yes, he did. He was driving. Yes, somebody else died.
Oh, really?
No, that's Paul Walker I was thinking about.
Walker
driving.
Was a passenger.
Yeah, that's
Ryan Dunn drove. It was a Porsche with like an engine that belonged in like a supercar.
Yeah.
And he just fucking sped it down a turn too fast, flipped it into the woods, exploded it, burned him and his friend alive.
Oh, man, that's sad.
That sucks. Yeah, that blows. He was cool.
He died.
He died.
Blaze of glory.
They're dead.
R.I.P. Ryan Dunn. He was great. But yeah, the problem for Dunn is that there's a guy in the movie, this new guy, Poopies.
Poopies really stole his thunder.
Poopies. He's like 45 years old too. He's like old.
No, he looks. He said he was watching Jackass when he was like 12. I think he's like our age, dude. He just looks.
He's lived utterly horrible.
Horrible. He's lived a hard life.
His reactions were the best. Like they'd be like the bear would be in the room. He'd be like, dude, like we could die.
No, that was. They brought. They go, hey, there's a deadly poisonous snake. Yeah. We're turning the lights off. We're gonna throw it in the room. He goes. Yeah, and it's just a genuine idiot reaction. He's just like, no, but we could die then, dude.
Yeah. He basically goes like, so if we get bit, we die.
Yeah, that's what it was. There's nothing fake about it. Because some of the other guys, you can tell they're like trying to do a funny thing for the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he
Poopies
was.
Poopies is just genuine. The most perfect guy ever. I honestly kind of. I'm kind of happy Dunn is dead. Because Poopies is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Poopies was a replacement for Bam, not Dunn.
Oh, well, then never mind.
I don't know who they've replaced.
You know, I was kind of surprised with was the woman.
Yeah.
She wasn't funny, like, really, but she took it like
she
a fucking
champ. She took it like a champ. Yeah. The scorpion thing was good. Because for a while, I was wondering, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Or what do you just bang Johnny? Or, like what what is your thing? But she took it like a champ.
The scorpion bites made me respect her. Yeah. Do we have any clips we could play?
I don't know.
Or we could play the trailer, I guess.
I wonder if they have any, like, because sometimes they just put clips out.
I feel like as the girl in the Jackass crew, your main goal is to not be the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the guy from Golf was the worst.
Wait, he was in golf?
Ugh. Yeah, he's like Tyler the Creator's friend, or God. He was like, yeah, he. I don't know what he does exactly, but he didn't do anything.
His dad was better than him.
Awesome.
Jasper?
His dad was cool.
Jasper, yeah, Jasper stunk. He was
Jackass Forever or on sale now. Make
place.
Sure to get tickets for you and your friends to see Jackass only in cinemas.
God, he's great.
All right.
Only Jackass goes to cinema. They don't go straight to Netflix.
I'm sorry, dude. Are you
That's poopies.
That's
the worst pain ever.
No, that's poopies. That's poopies.
It's called the Dum Dum Game.
There he is. Look at the legend.
Good question. That's kind of tricky, but and then if you don't get it right, boom.
They were on a fourth grade level with a tricky question.
Yeah.
Poopies. Who played the piano on Elton John's album Madman Across the Water?
My favorite part of that bit, though, is Aaron is so smug. Like, Poopies is struggling to answer a question, and Aaron's like, duh!
What's his name?
Yeah? That's why I accidentally missed the button once.
There was questions like, what continent is Africa on?
Africa.
Yeah, all right.
Getting smarter.
Getting smarter.
That's more. God, you hear that song, it just makes you fucking so happy. It just like brings up this childhood fucking God, this emotion.
The world waited for what felt like forever. Then we waited longer. But this February.
That was crazy.
We promise.
This is gonna be the gnarliest shit ever.
The wait is over.
God, what a legend.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
If you're gonna be dumb, you
can we even put
dumb.
This on YouTube?
Yeah,
it's on YouTube. I'm a little worried.
Can we put
it
on? Yeah, yeah. Anything that's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You sure?
Anyways,
have we ever
we'll
had a
find
pro-
out the I fucking
know.
Hard way.
We'll find out.
No, I'm not sure.
It's got two It's got two million
ever
views
been
on
sure
YouTube.
About something.
Well, maybe we still.
You know what's crazy is like
I don't know. All right, back to Lemon Party.
the fucking bowl thing he does. That's insane.
How did,
he knows he's going to get fucking destroyed.
Yeah, how did Bob Saget die of a concussion in the night and Johnny Knoxville has yet...
Saget had a concussion?
Did you guys hear what actually happened?
No.
Oh, yeah, it was blunt force trauma.
He apparently like hit his head, thought nothing of it, went to bed, and died in his sleep.
How'd he hit his head?
I don't even think he knew or anything.
Oh, they just like the coroner found it or the autopsy?
They just found like head trauma and like they chalked it up to like... The same thing that Natasha Richardson died of, Liam Neeson's wife, when she went skiing. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. Didn't she hit a tree, though?
She just hit her head in a ski fall, and then I think they helicoptered her out, and then she went to sleep and died.
That's so scary.
It's terrifying. Nightmare. You know, apparently, if you get one concussion and then you get another one
right
without
after.
It healing, you have a 50-50 chance of living.
That
Holy
can't be
shit.
True. That's not true.
Well, they always say don't go to sleep.
Look how quickly he folded.
Well,
he just goes, man.
Devin's like,
I, a guy on Twitter me. Said it, and I like to repeat it.
A 50-50, dude.
What
that
are
means every
you
boxer
have,
has dude, every boxer dude. Has a 50-50, every football player, because they're getting multiple concussions.
Dude, did you know sweat is just like pee going down your forehead, dude?
Well,
Devin says the most confident stuff about like biology.
Yeah.
One time he goes, did you know that all of the human organs in the body are only worth $7? And I go,
that's dumb.
No, I go, what?
Yeah,
I,
it's true.
I said, what the hell? I go, you're thinking of the Will Smith movie, 7 pounds. And Devin was just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
My favorite one Devin does is he's always, and he's adamantly stuck to this one, is that there's no historical evidence that Jesus ever existed. And there's like multiple, there's a few accounts of Jesus existing.
Aren't you like a born again Christian?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were a Christian during the pandemic for a little
bit. I was, well, when I had the disease.
We all agree Jesus never existed.
Did you actually, you were believing in religion and stuff for a while?
No.
You told me that you at Casa de Timis, you said that you were a Catholic and you believed in Jesus and you believed
in
heaven.
No, 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 no. This is what I've always stuck to, is that I'd like to believe Jesus exists if I had
no, that's not
him.
What you said. And then I even go, wait, so you believe in heaven and you like believe Jesus died for our sins and you go, yes.
I don't remember this at all.
You were in a fugue state then, because I remember it clearly. It was odd.
Is this my COVID brain? I've always stuck to the same fucking... I always... If the,
you
if
were
there is
a little
God,
weird
I'd
during
be
the
Jesus.
Pandemic.
You were also telling all of our Postmates delivery drivers that you were...
pansexual?
I have the funniest video ever on my phone. It's one of my, it's my favorite video. Like, I watch it like three times a year where... I'm delirious because I've been living in Constantine Timish, and John moved in, and so
it was the best 2 weeks. It was since we went on the road trip before that. That was the best time I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And then we went on the road trip. I mean, they're both equitable in my opinion. But sorry.
But so it and it was such a breath of fresh air for me because it was just like a new person in this lockdown situation, and Johnny was just being so funny the whole time. But we'd had I was Postmates. Postmatesing food every day, and we would just troll the delivery drivers.
Yeah.
And Johnny would just go, he'd answer, go, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the food. He goes, hey, by the way, I'm pansexual.
Pansexual. We made
I was
fucking amazing meals, man. We were getting $600 a week. Oh, I mean, it was fun.
You cooked some very good food.
I couldn't have been able to do it without my boys.
Well,
we had a hot dog spread. Were you there?
No.
Oh my God, we bought a bunch of. Oh fuck, that's right, dude. One of the scariest things ever was Joey. Joey, like a week into me being there, Joey goes, you know, Richie's got a camera in his room.
I don't even remember.
I'd beaten off on Richie's bed like twice. I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude, what the fuck? Only twice?
Yeah.
All right, Joey. So you know how you disputed me on how much the human body is worth? Well, I got
$7.
I said it's worth $7, and I'm a little off. It's $557,000.
Seven.
So I just, they must have cut out the zeros and the fives.
You saw like the very...
And I just saw seven.
You saw seven?
It was on Twitter.
Devin will do those to you, everyone. He'll just give you a super confident fact.
Because it's so fun to live in the fake world.
And that's why that's Devin's great, because he's like, let me just give you a little fun fact. And he's just like, hey, let me give my friend a fun fact just to make things fun. Is this right? I don't know, but I can't remember... I'll just say it confident, and then it's just so off.
Yeah, it's always off. Did you guys see the who the Oscar nominees this year? It's like one of the worst years I've ever seen.
Oh my god!
I mean, nobody cared about any movie ever made this year at all. Okay, Best Picture, Belfast. Anyone ever heard of that? Nope. Coda. Nope. I that's about like deaf people. Don't Look Up. That sucks. Yeah, that's on Netflix. Drive My Car.
Heard of that?
Don't Look Up got nominated.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm about to puke.
It's unbelievable.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
The Oscar list, literally, at this point, it's like if John Q was made nowadays, it would be like one of the greatest movies ever made. Like dumb movies that we just kind of like.
I love John Q.
Coach Carter might as well be nominated for an Oscar nowadays. Seriously.
Well, King Richard is the best
Brothers
movie.
Four Brothers up. They should have Mark Wahlberg, best actor in Four Brothers. He's just like, I got The Rock now. Like... Everything sucks so much ass. Like, if Don't Look Up is nominated, that's just a movie that happened this year. It's not a special film.
It's a terrible movie.
It was bad.
Power of the Dog was like fucking
Power of the Dog is fucking art school fucking bullshit.
King Richard is the only good movie on there.
And King Richard 15 years ago would just be Remember the Titans.
It would be the most normal movie ever. It's Serena Williams.
Will Smith.
Their dad.
Will Smith is
Serena
Williams'
sister's dad.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me and Devin loved it. It's not like, I wouldn't say it's Oscar material.
It's not Oscar.
But it was a fun, cool movie.
Stop making artsy westerns.
And the power.
Feel good.
I want 310 to Yuma.
So then, Dune. I don't know. I don't care about Dune.
I loved Dune.
I'll put it up there because it was
do that
fun.
Again.
Licorice Pizza, which I didn't care about the story of a 15-year-old waterbed salesman who gets with a statutory rapist. Nightmare Alley. That's just
dog
on
shit.
HBO. I don't know.
Bad movie.
And then The Power of the Dog, which was like the gayest Western I've ever seen.
Really?
It's directed by a woman that's like an artsy director. I don't really know much about her, but the movie, it was just like There Will Be Blood, but like
Brokeback Mountain meets There Will Be Blood.
I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch is not...
Was there a good shootout in it?
No, I fell asleep.
If you don't have a good
shootout, I fell asleep like an hour and a half in.
Have a good shootout in a Western, it's just not a Western.
You have Benedict Cumberbatch trying to play a rough and tough guy.
He's like, He's like,
and he keeps calling his friend like, okay, fat man. And you're like, you're gay.
You're a twink. Why is this twink like, sassing me?
Hey, yeah. Benedict, shouldn't you be sucking Isaiah Rashad's dick right now? Here's the trailer.
Can we watch these?
We'll find. We already fucked up. We'll find out.
At least we can cut like that first
yes,
part out.
Yes, we can watch these because you ever watch those YouTube commentators where they play a trailer and they're not getting taken off?
Right,
what's the difference?
You're right.
This is on YouTube. It's just another one of these movies where it's all cinematography.
They had the bootleg Johnny Greenwood fucking soundtrack.
Yes, exactly. They got Johnny Bluewood to do the soundtrack for this one.
It's a long time.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Cumberbatch.
Retard Mount Damon.
He's great.
Getting mixed up with her.
I like Jesse Plemons. Plemons is great.
Plemons is good.
Kristen Dunst is great.
She's so
good. Yeah, love Kristen Dunst.
I'm going to get melted there.
Oh, God.
Who wouldn't?
Jesus.
And it's like he's like an effeminate kid and they all make fun of him, but then Benedict like is like really mean to him and then finally comes around or something. I didn't see the ending. I fell asleep.
What little lady made these?
I did, sir.
No, they have like a semi-ambiguous gay connection.
Possibly.
Not even semi-ambiguous. It's a fully gay connection, but they never
fuck. Wait, do they fuck?
Don't fuck, but it's
God.
Did you see the movie, Joey?
I started it, and then what I do when I start a movie and I can't finish it
is... You skip ahead.
No, I don't skip ahead. I go to the Wikipedia, and I just read the end.
What happens at the end? I didn't even get there.
So...
Spoiler! Power of the Dog, spoiler. And if you're like, covering your ears right now, you need to rethink your life.
Yeah. My brother calls this, I watched it on Wikipedia. It's nice. A great... He goes, yeah, I've seen that. I watched it on Wikipedia. But yeah, so what's his name? Cumberbatch.
You know, that rough and tough guy.
So
Benedict.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
So he ends up like getting sick or he's dying for some reason. And he's sort of he's confessing, not directly, but kind of being like, we have a gay connection, don't we, boy? And the boy is being bashful and he's just sort of like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then he dies or something. He dies and there's this just sort of permanently unspoken gay connection that they had. And then he just goes back to his life. And there was some weird thing at the very end that connected the whole thing. There was symbolism. We can watch it on Wikipedia on this. Scroll to the end on Wikipedia dog.
Sucky movies.
Shit. Cowboy dog, movies.
Power of the Dog shit.
Johnny, get off your phone. Be present for us.
I'm looking
he was
power
looking
of the
that
dog.
Up.
I'm looking it up.
Oh.
We got the thing for the people here. All right, plot.
Scroll to the very end. I can't read it from here.
Okay. Phil begins to show decency to Peter, who Peter's the kid. Phil is Benedict Cumberbatch, offering to plait him a lasso from rawhide and teach him how to ride a horse. Peter heads out on his own one day and finds a dead cow from which he cuts off pieces of its hide. While working on a fencing job, Phil injures his hand clearing the wood. Afterward, Peter tells Phil about finding the body of his alcoholic father who had hanged himself and cutting the corpse down by himself. Rose's alcoholism worsens. She's Kirsten Dunst, the mother of the kid. After she starts seeing how much time her son spends with Phil, upon learning about Phil's policy of burning the hides that he does not need for himself, Rose defiantly gives the hides to local Native American traders who thank her with a pair of gloves. She then collapses from her rapid alcohol consumption, and George tends to her, throwing out a bottle of bourbon that he found in the sheets. Phil is despondent over not having any of the hides needed to finish Peter's last... I mean, are you understanding how boring this is?
Yeah.
Who cares about them trying to come... It's a whole movie about people trying to make a rope.
Read this part real quick.
Okay.
Phil
tells Peter how Bronco Henry saved...
At the funeral, the doctor tells Phil that Phil most likely died from anthrax.
That, like, he was killed by Al-Qaeda.
Time-traveling Al-Qaeda.
Looks like this ranch hand was killed by Al-Qaeda.
Osama bin Laden strikes again.
This puzzles George, as Phil was always careful to avoid diseased cattle. I guess anthrax is... I don't know. Peter, who skipped Phil's funeral, opens a book of common prayer to a passage on burial rites and then reads Psalm 22:20, deliver my soul from the sword of my darling, from the power of the dog. Later, he puts his finished lasso under his bed with gloved hands. As Peter walks down the hall, he stops at a window, watches George and a now sober Rose with her gnome embrace. He turns away and smiles.
Why? There needs to be a shootout.
Yeah, it sucks ass.
It's Kevin, what I wanted clarification on is when he's dying, he makes like a gay confession or something.
Okay.
You got to scroll up one thing.
He's like, I'm making that lasso rope so I can tie
Phil is the spawner, but not him.
It's a cock ring.
Peter. Peter calms Phil down by offering the hide that he had cut from the dead cow, but Peter fails to mention that the animal's already seized when he encountered it. Phil is touched by Peter's gesture and promises him that they will have a much better relationship in the future. The pair spend the night in the barn finishing the rope. We all know what that means. Yeah,
finishing the rope?
Yeah. Oh, there he's finishing and, Phil's and a rope is on his face.
Yes.
Phil's open wound and the hide mixing together in the solution used to soften the hide. Phil tells Peter how Bronco Henry saved his life. Phil does not answer. Okay, wait. Phil tells Peter how Bronco Henry saved his life by lying body to body with him in a bedroll during freezing weather.
That's what it is.
Phil does not answer when Peter asks if they were naked. When Phil does not show up for breakfast the following day, George finds him sick and in bed because he's disgusted by being gay. His wound now severely infected. Delirious Phil looks to Peter to give him the finish lasso. I mean, who cares? Phil and George.
There had to be gay cowboys. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, they're fucking each other. But also, like... You know.
Look at it. This is the kid.
I'll go.
Well, Brother Phil?
Brother Phil?
Open up the gate. Let him out.
You sure he's not ready?
Go on, let him out.
It's just a man, Peter. Only another man.
A man was made by patience and the odds against him.
For what kind of man would I be if I did not help my mother?
Peter!
One of the greatest directors of all time. What?
That's what they do now. They just...
What?
They make something up about somebody that you've never really heard of and they go... I mean... Tim had a really funny joke about this, and I'm glad when he said it, I was like, "Oh, thank God!" Because that show Hacks on HBO, the lady that plays the older comic, Jean Smart, everyone kept acting like Jean Smart. I mean, she's a legend. And then I kept being like, I mean, I've seen her and stuff throughout my life.
I've never heard of her.
Who is that? Yeah. Who?
Literally they just, never
they
heard
just
of her,
make
never heard
up
of
narratives
show.
About yeah, yeah, people. Yeah. They go like, I mean, finally something for this fucking legend. And you're like, who? Never heard of them.
Yeah. Just a character actor.
Just a character actor.
Anyway, a shit year.
It's a terrible year for movies.
It's supposed to be a badass.
That's really cool. Look at Benedict Cumberbatch worked on that for weeks. He's like, I blow the smoke out like a badass.
Is everything just like an innuendo? Like let him out, like the flower, sort of the flower.
Yeah. It's here, all Pete. That type of shit.
Unless you get in the swing of things.
The trailers are the movie now. I mean, the trailers are way better than the movie.
The Licorice Pizza trailer should win
the Oscar. Should be the Oscar.
I still haven't seen that.
Like whatever, but
Joey refuses to take our word for it that it stinks.
Well, I just have never disliked anything he's ever made.
I need to see it.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't technically dislike it. I was just like,
well, you guys didn't even really like Phantom Thread.
I like Phantom Thread.
Oh, you did. I started watching it.
I loved Phantom Thread, but I also...
One of my favorite quotes by you, by the way, is... And I love Phantom Thread, but you were shitting on it one day, and you go, make a movie in the valley about crime!
Yes! Listen, I liked Phantom Thread. I understand it's a really good movie, all that, but it's like, Jesus Christ, P.T. Anderson. Can you use your powers for fun? Do I have to care about a fucking dressmaker in the fucking in Britain? That is not interesting. Okay,
well, so you hate it, but I loved it.
No, I can dislike the content of a movie, but understand like it's really
but you
good
didn't enjoy
the story.
It.
No, who does?
I loved it.
Who's having like a fun night and they're like, yo, turn off Phantom Thread.
It's not necessarily.
Yo, by the end, she's poisoning him with mushrooms.
But they have.
have like
there's
a thing.
Like an hour and a half of watching not, Daniel Day-Lewis measure like frumpy women.
It's not fun.
In England.
I'm like, in a fun mood thing to turn on for me, but it's something where I watched it and I loved it. And I walked out of the theater just like fucking going like, oh, that was fucking amazing.
I felt the same way. And then as time went on, I was
That's
like, well,
true.
Now
no, it's I not. Saw the movie with Devin.
No, you didn't. I saw it with Connor.
I saw it with you. I saw Phantom Thread.
I saw Phantom Thread with Connor.
Were you I with remember me? Seeing it with yeah, maybe I think Connor might have been with us too.
And his friend.
I don't remember all that.
Whatever.
I know I saw it with you.
You hated it. Now you're
no,
doing
you,
a weird
Devin liked
double
it.
Take.
Devin liked it, but he still was just making the same points. Like, I don't give a fuck about a dressmaker.
Yes. Yeah. Who is well, you're lying if you don't if you're saying like that's you want him to keep wasting his time on this
I
mean, nonsense?
I love it.
You're amazing. Do we have to keep saying, I don't give a shit about your incoherent inherent vice. I don't give
I didn't
a
like
fuck.
An, okay, I didn't like
the
an
master.
Actually, that's, I did. Yeah. I forgot. I didn't
the
like
master
an
rock.
The master's great, but also yeah. I don't want to rewatch it. I want you to make timeless, fucking incredible
yeah. I can
movies.
Watch. I can watch Punch Drunk Love again. Anyway.
I can watch Punch Drunk Love whenever.
I watched it.
Brilliant,
3 days
fucking
ago.
Awesome yeah. movie.
Love them.
I'm just saying
I
that
can rewatch
like,
all
what
his
was
movies.
Respect the Cock movie.
Magnolia.
Then you
yeah.
do that too.
Great.
Yeah.
Good yeah.
movie.
It's great.
I just Boogie rewatched. Nights, I just whatever. Rewatched Magnolia. I could rewatch all of his movies except for Inherent Vice, including Phantom.
Inherent Vice is
and I
worthless,
seen
in my opinion.
What's,
me
what's
too.
That
and
one?
Anyone yeah, that likes so it is lying, and they're
what's,
you're a hipster.
What's the
idiot.
One movie about with John C. Reilly? It's like his first movie where he's gambling.
Oh, Heart Eight.
That movie.
That movie's
sucks.
Not very good.
Well, it's like a student film. It was like
a student film. Yeah, that's like a. It's a rough draft. It's fine. But
a student film.
Yeah, who the fuck?
I mean, he was like 18, or like he was like a kid. Yeah,
no, that's like
see,
incredible.
I don't want. I mean, Paul Thomas
he was like
Anderson's,
21 or
oh,
something.
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
PT's getting older. He's making, but and he keeps spending his time. I mean, what's the next movie going to be about? Oh, it's a struggling yo-yo maker.
That is a good point.
There's a designer of yo. It's always like this incredibly specific, weird industry, and you're like, I don't even care. I know you're trying to make it like you know amazing, but it's the man that invented blinds.
The last ventriloquist in Oklahoma.
The last ventriloquist in Oklahoma, in a lover's quarrel. With his favorite waitress at the local diner.
I love Phantom Thread, and I haven't seen Licorice Pizza, but that is a good point where it's like these guys only have so many years, and they can only make one movie
exactly.
every like 3 years or 4 years or whatever. So it's like, it is like pick wisely, please.
Even,
please pick wisely.
Please pick wisely. Even
I loved it, but maybe I could have loved something better.
Yeah. It was a waste of Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was.
Daniel
exactly.
Day-Lewis is so fucking sick.
A lot of people could have played that dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't want to say that, but you know, Inherent Vice was a huge waste. In
even Licorice Pizza, which I know you haven't seen.
I haven't seen, so I can't say.
But still, it's about nothing. And the things that it is about, other than love or what, you know, some young relationship and a couple wacky, interesting things that happen, it's there's scenes where you're like, the kid starts a waterbed company at like 15
he
years old.
Like,
and there's like a 30-minute like montage of them running a waterbed company.
I'm going to watch
and
with
once
an
again,
open
I'm
mind.
Just like, Paul Thomas Anderson, I don't care yeah. about the waterbed industry.
This kid starts like four businesses in one summer. It's like 2 months. It takes place 2-3 months, and he starts like four
guys,
or five
I don't
different
get,
businesses.
I don't want you guys to fucking sour it, you know, for me. So
I can't sour anything.
They're
you
starting
already
to.
Have your ODD no. going for you.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
can't convince
can't
you.
Sour
we can't convince you to
Joey's
go out.
Joey's
going to
leave that movie going.
Tuesday.
That was the best P.T. Anderson movie.
You're not.
What was?
I was like, huh? We're not going to change your opinion.
No, no, I don't think you can. Well, you can definitely influence me. I respect you guys and I love you. So it's like, yeah, if you hate it, I'm going to be watching it and I'm going to hear your fucking otter voices chirping in the back of my. So you could. You could ruin it.
You know when our voices seep in is when it starts getting boring, and trust me, it will.
Well,
when you're like, what is going on here? You'll remember.
Joey
what
likes
we
business,
said.
Though. So in the montage, Joey will be like, yeah, that's how I
do it.
Yeah.
Hustler.
Yeah.
I don't even like business. Like, listen, I just
Joey just likes
have
winning.
To be. All right. What's next?
P.T. Anderson's newest movie about a tortured man that designs bus stops.
A civic engineer.
Who knows what will happen
Cleveland,
by the end.
Ohio.
Will he quit? Will he stay? Will he fall in love with the woman that sits at his bus stop?
He wants to fix it for her, but she wouldn't go there if it was fixed. That's the problem.
All we know is
she loves the old. She loves the old bench.
She wants to go she there loves for her.
The old wants bench. To, he wants to do something for her, but she can't stop showing up.
All we know is that David Bowie will be playing.
He wants to fix it for her, but she'll stop going.
Stop going to buy stuff.
Yeah, so this is disrespectful.
So he puts the fence in a park at his favorite lookout.
P.T. Anderson's newest movie about the man who invented duct tape. With wonderful music playing throughout, it's set in the valley, and yet you really just see him inside a shop working on duct tape.
He loves plumbing.
Starring Daniel Day-Lewis, who gives a lot of intense looks at the duct tape.
As a factory worker.
As a factory worker. So this, here's the
Daniel
best.
Daniel Day-Lewis like,
this scotch just isn't doing the trick. We need something stronger, stickier, better. I use your duct tape. You use mine. He's snapping at a deaf kid.
It's not waterproof.
Son, you want to make masking tape? Well, now you're an enemy.
You're an enemy.
Daniel Day-Lewis in the new P.T. Anderson movie about the man that invented light-up Skechers.
He's staring at a bright light. He's just looking at it, and he's looking at his kid's shoes.
Daniel Day-Lewis is just yelling at his kid. He's like, I'm the one that started the deal with Payless. Not you.
Oh, fuck.
Best actor this year, Javier Bardem, Being the Ricardos, a hunk of shit movie that nobody cared about. I saw it. It's not good. Benedict Cumberbatch, Power of the Dog. Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom, I Have AIDS.
I think that's the fucking musical he did.
It's about Rent. He's about the guy that invented, created Rent.
Didn't Rent come out like how long ago?
A long time.
The 70s?
It's because he made it when he was like late 30s, and it's an inspiration to losers everywhere to keep going, even though they're never going to get anywhere. And so they're just, you know, a bunch of people.
Isn't it about people dying of AIDS?
No, but it's also about like the guy's struggle. Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, the movie should be called Tick Tick Boom. I Have AIDS. But
Rent it.
Tick Tick Boom. It looks like I'm positive. No, the movie is like, I think mostly about the fact that like he.
That's what the doctor says. He goes, "How long do I have to live?" He goes,
"Tick Tick Boom."
Magic, he says the patient
like,
zero.
The guy's like, Mr. Irvin Magic Johnson. You have AIDS. Tick, tick, boom.
Boom. That's full line. Blown.
Boom. Full blown. No, but I think it's mostly about like.
It's about him creating Rent. It's not about Rent.
And he created Rent like really late in life when he was like a struggling playwright. So it's like a lot of people I think are probably using it to keep going. And it's like, don't. Stop.
All I saw was the trailer, but anyone getting inspired by that, even in the trailer, he mentions like, I pitched a bunch of musicals to these big investors, so he already knows people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, if you're trying to, it's like, you don't know millionaires. He already knew a bunch of millionaires.
He was a fucking rich kid of fucking Weasel, is what it sounds like to me.
And AIDS he got trust lucky. Fund Weasel.
Another one of these AIDS trust fund kids.
You know them, you've seen them. They're everywhere these days.
These kids with AIDS are getting handed the world on a silver platter. If you got AIDS, you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Or a silver cock.
I guess. Oh, there we go. Zing, zing, zoom.
Will Smith, King Richard. Probably the best
fart of the year.
Denzel, Tragedy Macbeth. I haven't seen Tragedy Macbeth. Just give it to Denzel. He's Denzel. Give it to Denzel. Best actress, Jessica Chastain, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Who could forget that classic? Olivia Colman, The Lost Daughter, Penelope Cruz. Literally, okay, the best actresses, they're just making up movies.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart, Spencer, it's about like Princess Diana or something. Best supporting actor, Belfast.
Belfast is actually decent. I saw it.
I mean, this is maybe the worst year in the history
but
of
it's
film.
Not, it shouldn't be.
This is the worst year in the history of film.
Yeah, I thought the Three Billboards year was bad.
That was bad.
Since COVID started, it's been shit.
But I think what's weird is that I think fucking last year was better than this.
And what was last year?
Oh, Jesus. What was that?
I can't wait for The Northman to come out. That's going to save everything.
That looks sick.
Good God. That movie's. It's not going to make the Oscars. Do you think?
Probably not, knowing these.
Yeah, these fucking.
Seeing these picks. Seeing these cocks picking
these. Cocks pick movies. What is this? What are we looking at?
2021.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll best picture, The Father. All right, Jesus. I mean, what are we talking about?
Judas and the Black Messiah. Won, right?
Did it win?
No, it didn't win. Nomadland.
Nomadland won.
And then, oh, fucking.
This sucks, but it's way better than
remember
this.
Remember when Frances McDormand howled when she won? She
was, oh, whoa, whoa.
This is for, she's like, and everyone was calling her, like, hair on set or something like that, or what? Like wolf or something. What? Pull up Frances McDormand.
This is going to be weird.
Acceptance speech.
Is she naked, floating in a river?
She's just
this. She is losing.
She's finished with her. So she's great, great actress.
No, this
but
this is a different year.
It is.
My God, Jennifer.
I think not so. Just that
of the this is when she wins Best Actress. Screen,
look at her.
But in many cases,
I didn't realize
what happened to Jodie Foster.
Yeah, why is she so short?
Jodie Foster's
she's
like
crutches. Little,
she's like sport has me back out on the corner. I got a little roughed up. Jennifer Lawrence is like, I recently ruined a historical monument, and I laughed about it on a show.
It's a new day in Hollywood.
No, it isn't.
With new challenges ahead for all of us.
Jesus, she looks like, what, did Harvey get back to you? Did Harvey escape? Did he drug you? What is wrong with Jennifer Lawrence?
Homer Simpson's makeup shotgun got she out looks-
Is she? Am I being weird? Is she acting she looks, like drugged out of her mind right
looks
now?
Weird.
But none of us will ever forget those who came before us.
I'll never forgive Sam Levinson for casting Zendaya over me.
Those who blazed a trail for my generation and for those to come. Like Jodie, who gave me one of my first jobs when I was 19. Aww. And has inspired me every day since.
Aww. She is...
That was nice.
Jodie rocks, dude.
Jodie Foster kicks ass.
Munching each other's boxes in the back.
Five women were this year's nominees for best performance by an actress in a leading role.
You didn't even mess up.
I said best. I wasn't supposed to. Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water.
If I was nominated and they were having banter, I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah. Shape of Water sucked.
Yep.
I hate
punk of shit.
I don't know who she is.
Oh, you're right. This isn't for it. I'm sorry. Oscar Nomadland. Nomadland was essentially just a giant van life video.
Yeah
that made by, was like, you know.
Made by one of those AIDS trust funders.
Made by a trust funder.
Gabby Petito.
Were you in the wrong year?
The Academy recognized him.
She wins all the time,
just
apparently.
Skip, just skip to her.
25 years
look at her. She can't even
she
see. Joey Lauren Adams looks like she's just high all the time.
They're not going to win.
Viola Davis is nominated.
Why is that, John?
I don't know. And do you think Hollywood, maybe.
The Oscars are racist.
Yeah, a little bit.
Viola Davis, like, every year is just crying about something.
Viola Davis
all she does
rocks.
Is cry. It's literally all. Any time I've ever seen her on TV, she's just sobbing.
Andra Day.
She used to go to that church by me in Koreatown. It was a weird hip-hop church. It was bizarre.
Really? Interesting.
I walked in one time hammered just to see what was going on in there. And
what are they doing there?
Well,
so he walks into a Jesus cipher.
I walk in. It was on... what is that fucking... I forgot
it's
all
It's in Koreatown. I know what you're talking about.
Koreatown Street's just right. It was like Western and whatever, like 7th something. And there's a huge cathedral. It's old as hell. And then I walked in just because there was like cool black people walking in all the time.
Did you say there was like really nice cars pulling up? And,
yeah, it was
and
just like... every Sunday, I'd go to get like poke or whatever right by it. And there's like just like escalades and the coolest looking black people walking into this cathedral. And I'm like, I have to go.
He's got a bowl of poke.
I was like, I simply have to walk in
you
there.
You walk in, it's like Future repenting for his. He's like, please get these bitches out of my life.
No, I walked in and it was, first of all, you know, like when you go to church, Catholic church in South Dakota, it's like a choir, like a classic. They're singing an old hymn or whatever. At this, there was like fog machines. There was a black group on stage doing like a stunning performance. They were dancing. It was like a very good song. And then the preacher came out and he like ran out looking very cool. It was a black guy and he just starts going like, his sermon was Kanye West just did that floating stage shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, I went to that concert. He goes, Kanye floated over me. He goes, and I looked around. And everybody's got their hands up. And I go, I realize they're worshiping Kanye. And he starts going, that's a false idol. Kanye's a false idol. And the whole sermon was about how Kanye West is a false idol. And then, like, the rest, all the lessons were about, like, hey, when you start getting really rich, here's how you deal with it. It was like for rich black people. It was a very bizarre church. I don't know why they let me in. I don't know. Anybody can go, I guess. But it was just like me and the coolest black people on earth.
And Viola Davis.
And Viola Davis.
And Viola Davis.
There's probably a ton of other famous black people I just didn't like look at or recognize.
That's crazy because I remember hanging out with my uncle when I was like 14. He like came down from Oregon and he was like, we're going to go see some brothers today. And I was like, what? I didn't understand at the point, but he just meant his black friends that he grew up with. Mm-hmm. And then like we went to a black church and they did the same thing. The whole sermon is about paying the IRS.
Wesley Snipes just got charged.
It was honestly the coolest shit. Everyone was super nice to me, and they had a piano player and then a drummer. But the drummer looked like the dude with the afro from The Roots. He had aviators on. He had aviators on. He's playing the drums like hip hop shit. And the guy was like, "You got to remember to pay your taxes. Like you got to pay the IRS." And I was like, "What kind of sermon is this?"
So it's a helpful sermon. Yeah. They should do that in school. I mean,
we had grape juice.
Nobody told me about the IRS.
No kidding. Yeah,
it was great.
All right, back to this freak McDormand.
Billie Holiday was a survivor and a fighter. Vanessa Kirby, you went there for your performance in Pieces of a Woman.
What? These are literally movies no one has ever mentioned or seen. I mean, it's like, it's a hilarious.
Recognize this fearless
your performance in the wall Francis that was McDormand. Once
in this untouched
flattened.
Moment, we needed your performance in No Man Land. You took us into a world
it.
Hiding She's in plain sight.
Talking so weird.
Francis, the way you shit in that bucket in the van.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Carrie God. Morgan.
You knew the risk you were taking with Promising Young Woman. Congratulations.
Terrible.
You know what this is missing?
Terrible.
I just realized what there's a couple ingredients that they're missing here.
Mel Gibson.
No. Fertilizer and diesel.
They're like Ted Kaczynski for what you are about to do to this entire venue. You are needed, Ted. You're needed.
Diesel.
A little tannerite would really spice the night up.
A mosquito coil, tannerite, and a box of matches. Oh, look at this hip-hop music. Oh, she's like, stop.
I think Questlove was the DJ.
That's sick. Oh, God.
Oh my God, she's such a.
This look at a socially distanced fucking
who's that?
Shit show.
Yoko
that's the
Ono.
That's the director.
Oh,
she's
sorry.
She's it was
I
like
called her Yoko Ono. Yeah, it was. I thought that was actually Yoko.
It was like the most. It was the most average fucking fake. It was the fakest best movie like probably
look
ever.
Look at how little that
Oscars
venue is though.
Isn't that crazy? It's because of the bullshit quarantine.
Oh
really?
Is that the train station?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the train station. That's like 100 feet
Oscars
from where I work.
Meryl Streep is that Go-Go? And like Questlove is playing it, and there's like a moment where like
she's being racist.
Mm-hmm. No, she's not being racist. It's like she knows something that it's like, I don't know, it's a very like specific type of music to D.C., Washington, D.C. specifically. That's why that's the only reason I know it. I don't know. It was just awkward. It was like, did they tell her that they would play Go-Go?
This is where Johnny works, by the way. If any of you perverts happen to be in Los Angeles.
N-word Johnny?
No. That was the funniest thing. Our friend, maybe we'll say that really quick, but no, sweet John right next to us. Union Station. That's where these
different
are.
Different Johnny.
This is filmed at Union Station. That's where John lives or works.
I live and work there.
And he sleeps on the train sometimes, and he
is horrific.
Yeah,
might suck a couple.
John lives in Nomad Land.
Devin keeps trying to get me to not take the train.
Yeah, it's
to
disgusting.
Work anymore.
It's disgusting.
It's LA,
like,
dude.
He's like, why?
Grow up.
Yeah, why?
It's grow convenient. Up.
You're about to get stabbed.
I get there quicker.
I hate that. You're not saving anybody.
Yesterday, when we asked him about it, he's like, why? Like, you know, defend himself, and then he's like, wait, hold on. Yeah, so when I got in this fight with this homeless guy, like, it just goes
it
right
makes
into
me tough.
You know defend, I mean? Yeah.
Makes me a little harder.
He wants a little edge.
Yeah. I want an edge.
All right. Here she's gonna howl.
Here she blows.
I would have said karaoke because when you got voices like she's Leslie and Marcus and you know, that we should have had a karaoke bar. Okay.
The last time I was nominated was Frankenstein.
My voice is in my sword.
We
know the sword is our work.
These people are so fucking full of themselves.
And I like work. Thank you for knowing
that. That laugh is just...
And thanks for this.
I actually like her. She doesn't look like Frank.
She doesn't howl.
She didn't howl. That was must have been the billboards.
No, well, she got multiple awards.
Oh, what else did she win
look
for?
Look up Frances McDormand howls.
Best picture.
Oh,
60 years
just
ago.
Just skip to the.
Oh God, it's just insane. These people.
Who is that queen?
I think this is it.
Johnny, you see that sweet queen?
I didn't.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
This is the howl.
Yeah.
On behalf of my fellow producers,
it was a beautifully directed movie, though. I'm going to throw that.
It was completely normal.
And the one and only Frances McDormand.
Rest in peace, John Lennon, my ex-husband.
We thank the Academy, and we thank our brilliant fellow nominees. And we thank all the hearts and hands that come together to make this movie. From Searchlight Pictures, Jessica Buder, who trusted us with her beautiful book,
I did not break up the Beatles. Thank you.
And to she does. Our deepest
gratitude to Linda May, Swanky.
I want to thank John for having so many fans.
The community, all the people we met on the road. Thank you for
so much. So much so that they ended up turning his head into canoe.
Some guy runs up with a 38.
And now I give you.
And now I reap benefit.
Oh, yeah. Fur. That's what they call her. Fur.
Her name's Fur. What's that? Her like native name?
That's her. That's probably her. Like,
yeah. On set, she made everyone.
Please watch our movie on the largest screen possible, and one day.
Fuck off! I'll watch it wherever I want.
I'll watch on my cell phone, bitch.
Into a theater, shoulder to shoulder, in that dark space. And watch every film that's represented.
I'll watch
tonight.
It through a glory hole on somebody's fucking Apple Watch.
on an Apple Watch. A handy and a fucking glory hole.
You're like, hey, check this out.
To our wolf.
Oh, God.
I'm about to puke again.
God.
Everybody's going,
the minute she did that, okay. The minute she did that, the last Native American on Earth just keeled over.
Elizabeth Warren's like, yeah.
Their lifeblood just got sucked out.
Elizabeth Warren messaged her after
like
that.
All dehydrated.
She's like, us and Indians have to stick together.
She's like, how'd you know my grandpa's name?
Oh, boy.
Embarrassing.
All right, let's watch the greatest Oscar moment of all time. It's probably the best thing that ever happened because La La Land was maybe, I just hated it. It made me sick to my stomach.
Can we watch Mel Gibson win the Oscar after this?
Yeah, sure, but this is a really fun moment because this is the craziest thing that's ever happened at the Oscars, let's be honest. La La Land wins. They're up there. They're giving their speeches. Oh, and then in the midst of it, they realize it was a mistake and it's Moonlight.
Oh, I forgot.
And
that
they have to bring Moonlight
good.
Up. And then the producer of the movie is like, he's like, Moonlight, you guys won. Get up here. But he's like pissed. He's like, yeah, no, come take your fucking award. Like, he's like
it's
upset.
It's a great moment.
But they had like racial things behind it because like, you know, Moonlight's a black movie. And it was just, everyone thought Moonlight was obviously better. Oh, it's great. What a moment. Look at these, and it's because it's the fault of these two old fucking bats, Warren Beatty, and I forget her name.
Warren's like, I drowned a woman in 1974.
Gave us hope and joy.
Warren's like,
I killed a colored girl in 1968. He's like, I think about it every day. What do I say?
He's like, she was in my
where's the teleprompter?
She just stopped breathing. I didn't do anything
like,
about
I don't know.
It. She was on so much fucking coke.
Warren Beatty's like,
feeding her lines.
He's like, I'm in the Take 'em to Catalina club. So Robert Wagner showed me his hiding spot in Catalina.
I call up Wagner and we get on his yacht. I don't know what to do.
Warren Beatty comes out. He's like, what's the only type of wood that doesn't float? Natalie Wood. All right, moving on.
Very good, very good.
Change our thinking.
Well, I think that it could be said.
He's like, well, I think I just shit myself.
Our goal in politics is the same as our goal in art, and that's to get to the truth. So
Trump won the election.
The truth is, the Dominion machines in Phoenix were faulty. He goes, there's 400,000 missing votes.
They show increasing diversity in our community and a respect for diversity and freedom all over the world.
A diversity and prostitutes in age.
So, Faye, let's get to the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here are the nominees for Best Picture.
All right. Nobody's like a hex and a lion.
Lion?
What was Lion? Like the different version of fucking Life of Pi?
I have
it's
no like idea.
It's like instead
lion
of
is.
A tiger on the boat, this Indian kid it's has a lion.
I actually have no idea.
I have no idea.
I've never heard of Lion.
Never heard of that movie.
Here we go. What a fucking moment. And these fucking.
Wait,
shit.
Did they just not read
the
it?
The Academy Award.
He looks like...
He's like, First of all, I can't read.
Oh, man.
He's confused.
Because I'm so high on benzos.
I don't think it's even his fault. I think they literally gave him the wrong card. And so that's why he takes such a pause, because he's like, but this isn't what I was told. Because
he already knows.
He's supposed to already know, I think.
Come on. He's like, I just spent 20... Okay, here we go.
He let her do it. He's like, he passed the
ball. He goes, you do it.
I'm not fucking...
La La Land has 14 Oscar
God, thank God this
is
fucking movie didn't
Antonius?
Win. The opening of La La Land is the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen.
The traffic scene.
And all I could think about when I saw that scene where they're all dancing on the fucking, the 110, the ramp where it goes to LAX, I kept thinking, can you imagine being in traffic that day when all these fucking fairies
that would
are
start a falling
dancing
down
on
movie.
The, yeah, that there should be, they should make a movie where it's the, where La La Land's filming and Michael Douglas gets out of his car and he just annihilates everybody.
It's Steven Paddock up on a crane somewhere. And
he's like, this thing's
like
got a hair trigger on it. You can lightly touch it. It's going to let off a burst.
Oh, what a moment. I can't wait to see this one guy like get upset that he has to give the award back. And he has to give it to black people, and you can tell he's secretly upset by that.
I'm throwing that on him.
I'm going to throw that on him. Sorry, buddy.
He's actually not really bald. He's just a skinhead.
He goes, oh, the Peckerwoods make me shave my head.
He's like, get the wood pile up here.
Thank you.
We're going to accept
you.
This Oscar.
Thank you to Lionsgate. Thank you to our incredible cast and crew. We're all up here right now. Thank you to Jamie Feldman, to Gary Gilbert.
Look at all the movement.
You,
look at the movement. Garrett, somebody comes in and starts telling them, like, it's not you guys. You guys didn't win.
It should have been Mel Gibson going up there.
Arthur Horowitz.
They go, Gibson, you have to do this.
Like, he's the only guy man enough to do it.
Generous, talented.
Nobody else will tell him.
His big sausage face.
He's like, all right, I got it.
Look at them all kissing each other.
Look at this. They're so happy.
Oh, these fucking losers. These theater kids. All these theater kids.
Right now. And more importantly, the man I'm still becoming.
Yeah.
Look at her. Okay. She's like, I've made a terrible mistake. Look at her face.
Uh-oh.
Warren Beatty's like, who are you? You guys aren't black. Warren Beatty's like, I was told Moonlight was.
Like, this makes the drowning look like child's play. What have I done here?
There's a lot of love in this room. And let's use it.
It's about to turn into hate.
John Legend's just happy to be away from Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Work that inspires us towards joy, towards hope, and towards empathy.
Shut up.
Here's to the fools who made me dream. My uncle, Gary Platt.
That's fucking loser.
My parents, my children.
Look at it. He's
wife,
looking around. He's like, there's something going on. People seem to be.
I've stood for 40 years.
People seem to be acting weird.
Happening.
Look at him.
It's
he's
happening.
He's like, see, he's noticing something. And then they're getting told in the back.
Uh-oh.
They're like, what was it? They're like, do we look like we're conquering people right now? What is this?
Is the enemy of
this fucking
he's
this,
talking
this,
about oppression.
This NASCAR announcer is about to come out and tell they fucked up.
Look at this guy. He goes,
actually, it looks like Moonlight won.
So keep dreaming because the dreams we dream today
get off the
my
stage.
God.
The compassion and the humanity that
oh my God.
The
this
he's taking
this,
the trophies back.
This gets me every time. He's taking their trophies.
I want Gibson to be off the stage, queers. Bring up the black.
He gets up there and goes, you know, second place is just a fancy word for loser. Now get off the fucking stage.
Clear the stage, Jews.
Look at this guy's giving an award.
Call some Jews. Jews and queers, leave.
This guy's giving a speech for a thing he didn't win.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
He goes, we lost, by the way, but, you know.
Off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders.
Yeah, stop.
Wait, rewind that real quick.
Wait, what?
He gets attitude?
Yeah, he's like, we lost, but, you know.
It's the love of my life, Ali Lowy. I'm up here because of you. I love you so much.
You're not up there for any reason. You lost. You lost, pal. You're number two. What did Ricky Bobby say?
This off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders.
Oh, he's getting attitude.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Oh.
Come on, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
What a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Man.
That's the worst, Moonlight. Like, way to recover best that situation. Picture.
Yeah, this is what happens when
and now he
fucking...
feels like he's fucking, you know, a white savior.
Like, he yeah. can't just laugh. Like, he's like, just yeah. laugh
he should
and
be
like,
laughing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. But instead, he's like, Moonlight, you guys won. Yeah, come up here. Get your fucking awards.
Yeah, no, he's angry. Oh, you were yeah. totally right.
I think you guys should keep it anyway.
Is that more funny?
Yeah, keep it anyway.
Keep it anyway.
Yeah, that'll,
you know.
That'll look great. Keep the award from the black movie.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
What happened.
He was
personally,
hosting,
I blame
think.
Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
So get off the stage.
Just wait a couple
give
years.
Them
they
the
fucking will.
Fucking trophy yeah, and walk
you'll
out the
get
stage.
Your awards.
Stop lingering, you weirdo.
That's nice of you. That's
they're still holding. Look at him holding on to it. Like,
give it to Beatty.
Charlize Theron. God, she's pretty.
Hello.
Would you like Hello. To be demeaned
oh.
by, and debased?
Debased by Charlize? Yeah.
Warren, what did you do? I want to tell
apparently
you
Apparently, Julia
happened.
Fox is really into that.
Julia
what,
Fox
what is Julia she? Fox?
Debasing men?
Yeah, she was just talking about it on Call Her Daddy. I saw, like, a trailer. And
Ooh, John's about Fox. To start jacking yeah. off to this oh, right
she's
now.
Like Julia Fox.
She's just, like, she likes to make you know, like, put her, like, she'll be wearing underwear. She likes to, like, put her pussy, like, in your face and be like, you know you're never good enough for this.
Oh, that's nah. that's kind of awesome.
Nah, yeah. it's all right. I'm good on that.
I mean, it, that's...
Oh, is she the chick from Uncut Gems?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck you. Like, yeah, okay, buddy.
Her ass is, like, fake.
Yeah, her ass yeah. is insane.
What? I heard Julia Roberts on that
Julia
for some
Fox.
Reason. They're both awesome, well, in my opinion.
The chick with Kanye that's right now.
I know who you're talking yeah. about. Yeah, from Uncut Gems.
At Faye and at you... I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, you I'm just an old I'm man, yeah. and I'm high well, on benzos.
That's what he says. He goes, I'm just an old man, and I'm fucked up on benzos, for Christ's sake.
Cut me a little slack.
Oh, Gibson walks up there.
Where's the script for Maccabees? I see Damon and I go, hey, The Departed.
Very clearly,
where's that movie?
Very yeah.
Clearly, I know.
Even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hell with dreams. I'm done with it because this is true. Oh, my goodness.
Fuck La La Land. Peace.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
La La Land was a hunk of shit.
Thank Charlize you, Theron's like, I'm African, too. That's running through her head. She goes, I understand this. I understand them.
To say, and it is true, it's not fake. We've been on the road with these guys for so long, and that was so gracious and so generous of them. My love to La La Land. My love to everybody.
Get off. Man. Are they still there? Get off the stage.
He's like, my love to La La Land, that fake jazz bullshit.
I don't know what to say. That was
tying
crazy.
Up traffic.
Who is that?
I'm not sure. I'm still not sure this is real. But thank you to the Academy.
Stop saying
and,
that.
It is so humbling to be standing up here with hopefully still the Lala crew. No, okay, they're gone. But it's
Good.
Very humbling to be up here.
What a bunch
and
of
I think,
fucking
I hope even
cluttering.
More than that, that it's
so strange. What a strange thing that happened.
Does anybody just take the award and walk?
And other folks watching at home.
What's so, that? Does anybody just take the award and fucking
Joe
walk?
Joe Pesci.
That rocks.
Yeah, he goes like
he
thank
goes,
you.
Thanks, I'm very honored. Later. Literally, it's the greatest.
Look that up.
Yeah, it's the
you
best.
Never seen that?
I want to see him. I do want to see Mel accept the award for Braveheart.
Joe Pesci is the best speech of all time.
Mel Gibson wins the Academy Award. He's like, thanks, you fucking Jews. He leaves.
He goes, you Jews forgave me too fast.
It's really nice to be back. It gives me a chance to thank you all
Who's
for last
this?
Year.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Susan
and
Boyle.
An opportunity for me to thank the best acting actor this year.
Susan
for their marvelous talent at the craft of acting. Your skills contribute so much to our
Hi, I'm
right.
the human equivalent of a fried
because,
egg.
You know,
uh-huh, we get it. You like beans with your breakfast.
You're a savage.
So I'm proud to say your names.
Uh-huh. You like
Bruce
burnt
Davison
toast.
In longtime Pacino and Joe Pesci in
Hell
Goodfellas.
Yeah!
What a movie!
Look at him go.
What a movie that was.
And the Oscar goes to
Pesh.
Joe Pesci in Goodfellas.
Woo! Baby boy Pesh.
Goodfella.
Baby boy Pesh. Ooh, bring him up. Bring up Pesh.
What am I, funny, huh?
Tom Cruise. Huh? Look at him.
You better clap, Cruise.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you.
What a gangster! Amazing. That's it. That's it.
Just pure talent. Right, couldn't care less about the
what
industry.
What does Mel Gibson do?
Also, Mickey Rourke, Golden Globes. Is a,
how powerful do you think his fucking one. Hair oh, yeah, is going to yeah. be in this?
For directing Joey?
Gibson? Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was directing Who? Braveheart.
Oh, Gibson.
Yeah.
Which Gibson should I, for winning Best Picture for
this
Braveheart?
This is John's thing. What,
I don't know. I have no idea which one. Just click one.
Just go Gibson Oscar.
I just want to see Gibson, dude.
Five outstanding directors.
Look at this fucking
all
guy.
All first-time nominees have crafted five memorable films.
Is this the Concrete Industry Those Award show?
Of skill and imagination God. That show every promise of standing the test of time. For Best Director of the Year, the nominees are Chris Noonan for Babe.
Look at
Babe.
Cool.
Oh, look at that Gibson awful thing.
Hell yeah, dude, guy. Look at him. Look at his hair. He's directing Tim with Robbins that fucking...
Oh, Braveheart.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins, what did he direct?
For Leaving Las Vegas.
He looks like Mel Gibson, too.
Leaving Las Vegas was cool. Cage won on this year for actor.
For Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And the Oscar goes to... Mel Gibson for Braveheart.
Hell yeah. Look at this.
I forgive
shit.
Mel Gibson oh for everything. Richie to you.
Yep.
Richie. Joey's got a gun underneath the table right now, pointed at Richie.
Do you, Richie?
Say it Do on you? Camera, Richie.
Yes.
He's like, don't touch me, Joe.
He's like,
yuck. Okay, thank
you. I need to get this thing dry clean now.
I don't write speeches, but I would like to thank.
I don't write speeches. People. They're for fucking Jews.
I don't write my
I write
voice
books. Now, this one's called Mein Kampf.
I mean, I'd like to thank the Academy, first of all, and Alan Ladd Jr., who and Randall Wallace, who first came to me with the script. Randy wrote it. Laddie was attached as a producer, and they had no problem with giving the reins to a fiscal imbecile. You know, this takes real courage. My production company at Icon, Bruce Davey, Steve McAvity.
Fuck, he has Dean Icon?
Lapata, my right-hand man.
He what?
And everyone at Icon.
Does he run Icon?
Paramount and Fox.
No, I think that's like they produced this.
Sherry Lance,
they're like
John
Dolson,
Barry London, Peter Chernin, Bill Mechanic, Jim Giannopoulos. It's one of the best cast and crews I've ever worked with. John Toll, who's already been honored here tonight.
This sucks, John.
Yeah, he's Charles not telling anyone to suck his
shitty,
dick.
Or, I just want to see some Gibson. Tapes are way better.
You just wanna, yeah, why did you...
What was
that
next?
Sucked.
That stunk.
Well,
these
know,
are Oscar best moments, loser, winner no, reactions.
Mickey Rourke at the
Mickey
Golden
Rourke
Globes.
Mickey Rourke at the Golden Globes.
What'd he do?
He won for The Wrestler, and you'll see, it's actually action-packed and very
Does
good.
Does he come out dressed like The Wrestler? Pounding his chest.
And now he just comes out looking like a weirdo, though. Like, he has, like, an odd hairstyle.
His best acceptance speech was at the Spirit Awards when he makes fun of that girl.
Turn that
yeah,
on.
Play
this
that.
Kicks ass.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Mickey
good
Rourke
save.
Is another good.
The whole award show, there's this random woman that keeps, like, leading people off and on the stage, and no one's, like, no one understands why she's there. Obviously, she's, like, the daughter, you know, related to somebody in the industry, and they got her some bullshit gig.
Oh, poor girl.
And so, in the middle of his Mickey Rourke speech, he's like, I don't know what you do, honey. And everyone, like dies laughing.
And the Spirit Award goes...
I thought that was
rest
a guy
in peace.
With,
rest in peace.
I honestly thought it was a guy PSH. With Down syndrome for a second.
PSH? Damn.
Who'd you think it was?
How dare
some
you.
Guy with Down syndrome.
He probably just finished that role where he's huffing gasoline. Yeah. Right, give him a break.
Have you ever seen a one-trick pony with a face as shitty as mine?
Me?
Have you ever seen a one-trick pony? You seen me.
What a song.
You seen me.
By the way, that song won a Grammy. Yeah. Maybe that song won an Oscar.
It did. It won an Oscar, yeah.
You ever seen a one-trick pony with a plastic surgeon as terrible as mine? Have you ever seen a one-trick pony? You've seen mine. Using me.
Man, Mickey.
Doing a podcast with Obama.
Wait, what?
Bruce Springsteen does a podcast with Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Rourke did a podcast. No, that would have been weirder.
Mickey Rourke.
That would be weirder.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke did
You're
a
right about that, Joey.
Mickey Rourke.
I can see Springsteen.
I can see that, but no, Mickey Rourke, unfortunately, he runs a vape shop on Melrose.
He sells 10 packs of vapes for $85.
Mickey Rourke, if you walk into any smoke shop, Mickey Rourke's behind the counter. He's like, what do you want?
My friend. You're like, you gotta get this. This one will give you popcorn.
You walk into the smoke shop, you go, can I have a pack of American Spirits?
He goes, I'm just a broken down piece of meat.
Yes, I am the American
Spirit. Sorry, I didn't
spirit.
Ask about
it. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just an old, broken down piece of meat.
Okay. He goes, I'll give you a pack of what receipt? I am, and he throws American Spirits.
Love Mickey Rourke. Love him to death. Really sad about
the wrestler
how much
be,
he's done to himself.
He looks horrific. It's a horror movie.
He looks terrible in The Wrestler, and yet that's the best he's looked in
he
a long time.
He looks very good in The Wrestler.
He's a phenomenal
compared
actor.
To how he looks now.
No, he looks like he has plastic surgery and all this shit in The Wrestler. He, like, you know, he was a very handsome guy. He looked weird. I remember when The Wrestler came out, he was like, oh, his face is so crazy. Now he's like,
what? It's so it's like
nuts
it's
how
like
bad he looks.
Diner is right here. Or like, okay, Diner.
Diner,
is,
Pope of Greenwich Village.
Diner is the most handsome guy in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then you have The Wrestler right here.
Yeah.
And then if I could put my hand like underground 500 feet, that's how he looks right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it because he was like a boxer or some shit?
Yeah. You ever see Angel Heart? With
yes.
De Niro?
Yeah, I have.
Looks great in that, too.
Yeah.
Why was he looking Barfly?
He played Bukowski in Barfly.
He looked okay. He went overboard, you know.
Later on, he left the public eye.
Like 2015-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically gave himself, like, what Val Kilmer had naturally. Mickey Rourke's like, he, like, went to his plastic surgeon, he's like, give me the Val Kilmer.
Take out my larynx.
He's like, take out my larynx and really fuck my face.
my theory about what happened was he went to a plastic surgeon and he's like, all right, I'm getting old. I'm broken down. Could you fix
an old
up?
Broken down
some broken down
and then, come on, make me a young bull. I need to be a young bull again.
Yeah, fix me up. Could you fix me up? And he found it like a surgeon who was kind of on the up and down. He's like, yeah, I can do that. If I fix up Mickey Rourke, this could be big for me.
Yeah, no, his problem was he had Michael Jackson's surgeon.
What? So the first guy probably did an okay job. He's like, I'm just going to do a really light Botox, maybe do a little facelift, just very light. You can't even notice it. And then Mickey Rourke goes, oh, I don't look 17.
He's like, I don't even notice the difference, which is what I pay for.
So then he goes back to the doctor and he goes, sir, I can't do it with a good conscience.
He says that to Mickey Rourke. That's what the doctor
he goes, this is as far as I can go. And Mickey Rourke goes, okay, I'll go to somebody else. He goes to a different doctor and that guy goes, oh, that guy fucked up. I can fix you up easy. Like, I'll cook you up. You're going to be looking 16 again.
16. He's like 58 years old. The guy's like, you look 16, Mickey.
And Rourke's fucking buying it hook, line, and sinker. He's like,
he goes, 16 for real? He goes, all right. Good.
Can you replace my hymen?
But then he does it, and then it's 10 more of those back to back.
Eventually, he's like, fucking.
He's skipping doctor to doctor.
He's in
to
there
doctor.
Like a drug addict. He's like itching his neck. He's like, come on, baby.
Somebody make me look 16.
Like, give me the Pope of Greenwich Village, baby. Come on.
The Pope of Greenwich.
He's like, come on, give daddy the diner.
Imagine the feeling, though, when you were he was considered the hottest man in America.
Yeah, he really was. He was
imagine
so
that
famous.
Feeling. Every single hottest chick in the world just wanted to fuck him nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it was just...
And then you turn yourself into this...
A monster.
Monstrous figure.
I love him, man.
But this is weird. Like,
he's great.
People that...
He's the best.
His deleted scene in Thin Red Line is easily the strongest scene in the fucking movie, in my opinion. It's so wild.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that.
He's a tremendous figure, and I love
him. Turn it on after
Devin,
this.
I love Mickey Rourke with all my heart. I love him to death. But let's watch. This is an amazing speech.
Eric Roberts is probably the best actor I've
ever worked
with.
Hell yeah.
Canceled guy.
In the last 15
years. Eric Roberts got canceled for going to rehab for weed. What did he do?
No, he did. I can't remember what
he did. He didn't do anything.
No, he got canceled
he's
for something.
He's Charlie from Purple Grannies Village forever, and he's a legend. Eric Roberts is a fucking
legend. No, he got canceled back when he got canceled for just being like a drunkard.
He got drugs.
No, he just got blacklisted for drugs. Like nothing
crazy.
Not even a real
nothing.
Canceled.
Eric Roberts kicks fucking ass. He was in Dark Knight.
He was
for a
blacklisted
bit.
By the industry.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the mob boss in Dark Knight for a second.
He's amazing. And now he's in Righteous Gemstones right now. He's amazing.
All right.
Fucking good.
I gotta watch that.
Nobody give him a chance to show his shit again because whatever he did 15, 20 years ago should be forgiven.
What a G.
That's awesome.
What a
dude.
Fucking G.
I'm goddamn serious about that. Eric Roberts is the fucking man.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah. What a friend. Everyone go. If you haven't seen The Pope of Greenwich Village, go watch The Pope of Greenwich Village.
He deserves a second chance. And I wish there'd be one goddamn filmmaker in this room that would let him fly because the man, he is something else. Thank you, Eric.
That's a ride or die.
Well, it's just like the one real person, and all, he goes, hey, I'm the last real man.
Anyway.
Here we go. He gets going here.
And that little blonde dude that did that thing, I'm going to beat your ass when I get out of here.
There was a guy that they did like this big like routine on the Spirit Awards, and like they made fun of like Mickey Rourke for a second and the wrestler. So he's talking about that guy. He's like, I don't know what that was. I'm going to beat your ass after the show.
It's nice to be presented this award by all these talent, these two talented three. I don't know what you do, honey, but these.
Look at PSH. He loves it.
Is that Laura Dern?
Yeah.
She's another one.
You know,
she's great. Great actress.
The beast.
Love
you. I'd
let her do whatever she wants.
Got legs for miles.
About my dog that died 6 days ago.
Oh, he's obsessed with his dogs.
Loki.
His name's Loki? Oh, my God.
This is for you, baby.
What a man.
Guy
just loves his fucking dog.
Just fucking loves dogs. He lives such a life.
And I thanked them for, I asked them for two pillows. They told me to fuck off. But anyway, thank you, Darren Aronofsky, for believing in me.
Is this where he gives
directors like Darren Aronofsky?
That's at the Golden Globes where flips him off.
But yeah, that's a great moment for me.
Directors like Darren Aronofsky come around every 25 years. The same way, like Cimino, Coppola, and Parker, Adrian Lyne, all the rest of them. And I said 25 years, and he whispered in my ear, 30.
30.
And
Aronofsky.
Thing I want to say to any
I agree.
Or any
Aronofsky's
actor,
one of my favorite guys.
He is.
He's made a few dubs. Sean Penn and Milk.
He'll break you down.
What?
He looks like Sean Penn and Milk.
Son of a bitch, and he don't like it when I say that, because he goes, Mickey will scare all the other actors away from me. But Darren, you know what? If they ain't got the courage to bring it, then fuck them, you know? Anyway.
He does.
I want to thank Fox Searchlight, Peter Rice,
thank
and all
you,
the girls,
Richard.
Melissa, and I don't know all their names, Anne, Maria, all the rest of them. Thank you very much.
I don't know all the rest of them.
All Gaptooth. I know you're here, and I want to thank... my memory ain't that good, but... Jesus. I want to thank... who else? Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Jesus. He forgot Marissa Tomei.
Bare-assed, and she brought it, and she...
she brought it.
She brought it bare-assed. She's fucking sexy.
He rocks.
Is she here? Okay, anyway, she looks...
I don't even want to make fun of his Frankenstein face anymore.
You understand what I'm saying?
He's a legend.
And she climbed the pole, and she did it well.
What a fucking guy.
Oh my God.
Give her big props for that. And it was a very courageous performance. we had to, pry her out of the trailer, but that was all right. I also want to thank the wrestling community who are very supportive.
Who would do that?
WWE, Vince McMahon, who supported us because we exposed some issues in... Well, that's pretty. We exposed some issues in this film that were very controversial, like the steroids and the cocaine and the banging the girl in the ass in the bathroom. You know, these guys are on the road a lot. They get lonely.
That's great. And, God damn it. Franklin, so genuine.
I got your name right. Thank you very much. I know you're looking for a job. Any directors in here? Here's a hell of a producer. And he's broke right now.
It's not like a radio call-in shout-out.
It's literally like...
He's broke right now. Get him a job.
She was my publicist, and she had her hands full. And as I said in the BAFTA Awards, she told me where to go, what to do, what not to do, how to dress, who to fuck, not to, you know. But anyway, Paula, I love you. You can go back to the farm after tomorrow. And JP, my manager of Chaos, God bless you, thank you. Peter Rice, your boss, Jim Monopolis, something like that. Anyway, you know, thanks for the money.
Thanks for the money.
Jim Monopolis.
That is a speech for a lifetime. That, because he knows...
He's not going to get fucking
anything. He knew
anything
that
again.
Was it. He knew the wrestler was the last time he'd ever be accepted around these fucking people.
Yeah.
And that was like his lifetime achievement award. Like
the wrestler.
And it just sucks that Sean Penn happened to be during his year, and he was incredible as Harvey Milk, and he won.
Well, but you agree that that Mickey Rourke deserved it.
I watched the wrestler Devin more didn't often even than Milk.
No, I don't agree with that. No.
Whoa. That's crazy.
No,
me.
I think Sean Penn, I love the wrestler. I think he's amazing in it. But I think if you have an actor that's like playing a different figure and they're like, it's not, they're not playing themselves.
No, I disagree.
Sean
with
Penn's
that.
Incredible in Milk. I mean, it's completely like not a different person. He's not Sean Penn whatsoever. He's a gay, he's Harvey Milk.
I don't think the award should be based on how different you can be from your real character.
Well, best actor.
But that's acting. Should. It's
no,
best actor.
Best film.
Yeah,
acting
is not, hey, how far can you get from your real personality?
Joey's right about this.
It's what can you do on screen to move the performance?
And, well, and Sean Penn and Milk.
He did quite well. Did no, really I loved well. Milk. He did very good. Not even fucking close at all. Not even close.
Honestly, it's probably easier to be Harvey Milk because there's so much footage of him and so much you could duplicate from. And he's just going raw and he's doing this guy.
Yeah.
It's not about who you can pretend to be. It's about what you can do.
Also, he's on. The whole point of that speech was Darren Aronofsky almost killed me with how hard he fucking drove me.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was a natural thing. I'm just being myself on set. Aronofsky was being like, you have to act, you're not doing it well enough. He had to fucking dig deep.
He probably, Sean Penn was probably watching tons of Harvey Milk speeches and trying to copy his mannerisms and all that shit. This guy probably hung out with like wrestlers and fucking degenerates for fucking months and then jumped on a bunch of thumbtacks.
Yes.
And yeah.
And he really did that in real life. It's not even close. Devin, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I think you're still wrong.
You have to rewatch The Wrestler, man. That's maybe my favorite movie ever.
I haven't
made.
Seen it in
Apocalypto.
A little bit, but
that's a very good movie.
That's a
Sean Penn is incredible.
Apocalypto is your favorite movie?
No, it's up there.
I don't hate that.
Soldier of the Men's probably my favorite.
I don't
movie
hate that
time.
Pick. I don't hate Apocalypto as a pick.
I like
Turn On his deleted scene in Thin Red Line. It's one of the most chaotic, amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
I love Milk, but The Wrestler is better.
Oh,
yes, it's a better movie. I like the movie more. I'm just saying. Sean Penn was just like in
Devin's
the
an
zone.
Actor now. He has to have these weird
he's in the
actor
zone.
Takes.
He's
like, let me have a weird take.
Sean Penn and Milk, in my opinion, is like the middle of like Kobe's career where you're just like, man, this is like the 10,000 hours at work where this guy is just like he's just done it so long. This is like
Mickey Rourke done
seamless
it really
to him. And
my feeling
Mickey
is you
Rourke
need to rewatch
like
The Wrestler.
Mickey Rourke was like a
Sean
Tom Brady.
Sean Penn just
Brady
hung out
at
bathhouses for a fucking week. And
well,
then
hard to me. I don't really
no,
give
he
a
probably,
shit.
He already prepared for the character on accident. He's just like, oh, yeah, I'll just act like the boys at the bathhouse.
This is one of the most fucking... He just... I don't know how he... Pull it up on the switcher.
I remember you.
DC.
why you don't want the kind eyes.
Mining country.
You miss it.
Oh, some yeah.
Chopsticks.
That's fine.
Let's watch this.
It's such an
isn't
amazing...
Isn't that Jim Caviezel?
Yes. Jesus, guy. It's such an amazing portrayal of, like, PTSD.
Bet you get a lot of friends, huh?
I miss... I miss my family.
You got a big family.
When are you going home?
Look at him.
What does it take not to burn you out? Go ahead, roll, motherfucker. I got a headache, meaning they keep hitting me in the head. And I'm supposed to stand up, sit up straight, and be quiet. I have something I gotta say.
He just fucking disappears into the jungle. He's supposed to come across that guy when he's walking back from the line wounded.
I mean, Harvey Milk can fucking go to hell, in my opinion.
It's just Mickey Rourke in the jungle with a
rifle. He's already going to hell according to the Bible.
Should we cut? Is that it?
I mean, I don't know. We can keep going.
Well, do we have any good stuff?
Done about an hour 30.
Sean, you got any good milking stories lately? I think the people
no,
want
won,
to hear about...
I won. My dad's texting me because I won that. I didn't win. I got a quarterfinalist in that screenwriting competition.
Do you have any fun... Do you have any crazy stuff? You met up with the chick that...
No, I'm actually training.
Oh, you
that's what
good.
I'm focusing. No, all my focus is on
what
becoming
are these
a murderer.
Guys,
nothing. Let's get on... It's off.
Otter Free Radio.
What's this?
Otter Free Radio right now.
Wow, look at you guys.
So... You know, I'm just putting all my focus in training in combat sports.
Fascinating.
Become a murder machine.
Fascinating.
You know what I mean?
You know, I love doing combat sports. I actually, I'm trained in wrestling over 10, 15 years. Yeah. I've done a lot of jiu-jitsu, trained with Cobrinha.
Yeah.
You know.
Savant Young. You know
Savant
what I mean?
Young is a great sensei.
He was in the UFC, right?
Legendary fighter from the era before, you know, the UFC became very popular.
Oh, it was Pride or whatever he was in?
Oh, you know, back, maybe WEC, but, you know. One, either way, it's something that these otters can't relate
to. You're listening to Otter Free
Otter
Radio.
Free Radio right now.
All right. You know, we're
thank you, everybody.
Show.
Don't cut us off.
We're trying to be silenced right now.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Otter Free Radio, let
him go. Now we're on the spot. It's not natural.
That's where I thrive.
This isn't some sort of fucking audition shitbag. We're just doing our thing.
Okay, well, no, actually, here is a good thing that I should say before we actually end. And we'll end. So, Devin is hurting lately.
Yeah.
What happened?
He was at the stops.
By the stops.
Physically hurting or mentally hurting or what?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You know, I already told you guys what happened at the stops. Mm-hmm.
So Patreon guys know this, and the real core.
Oh, shit. Look at that. I caught the fly.
Oh, good job, Devi.
He's the karate kid.
His reflexes are like a fucking cat now because he's just so fucking mumbled up in the head.
Catching truckers cum all the time.
He's got to do
it. When they come, he's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He catches trucker cum out of the air.
You know, he's just getting fucking pounded and pounded and pounded.
Join the Hate Watch Pod subreddit.
Yes.
Go on Reddit, Hate Watch Pod. You know, whatever. Get active.
And
get,
everyone on that subreddit.
We're
trying to get active.
Get active. Callie is active. Hate Watch Pod active.
He's
slowly
trying to
grow
guy.
To hate us. Do what you
I
do.
Apologize.
What Reddit's do.
I want, this is embarrassing. He's trying to engage the fans. This is sad. This is really sad. And there's a lot of nasty rumors on the Reddit about how he's jacking truckers off.
Yeah.
There's weird. I don't know who's bringing these up.
And there's.
Wait, are you. Are,
we've seen
you guys,
a couple of cell phone videos. You know, luckily we scrubbed them way quicker than anything on Isaiah Rashad's team could do.
You didn't.
But we scrubbed the fuck out of those cell phone videos real quick.
Hey, you didn't scrub anything harder than I scrubbed that bathroom floor.
We scrubbed you clean when you came back
home. You know
how
hard I had to work scrubbing that bathroom floor?
We had to break Devin's beard with the flat of a shovel because it was so fucking stiff with cum. You know.
Yeah. I don't even use scissors to shave. I just and just break it off.
It was like, you know, poor Ida's up there going, oh, what do we use, ice? Is it like bubble gum? Do
and
we
I go,
freeze
would you
it? Like,
shut up, whore. That was Bubba. I fucking sucked off Bubba outside of Fresno today.
Yeah.
And then we went to Harris Ranch and I had a steak.
Yeah. But Devin, they gave Devin one of those, if you could read this, the bitch fell off t-shirts to clean himself up with. And. You know, it's
Dyson
it's
Costa, they call him
it's
at the truck stop.
It's not fun having to go through this. So please donate to the subscribe to the Patreon.
Well, I actually found
Uber man.
I found a big announcement. This is what I wanted to talk about. I found out that Devin actually has like a decent amount of money in his bank. And I said, well, then why have you been going to the stops?
Right. This is all true.
And he said he didn't have like a real answer. And so what I think's going on is he likes going there.
You know, he told me it was the same answer they gave that guy who first climbed Everest. And I said, why do you keep going to the truck stops, Dev? And he goes, because they're there.
Because they're there. Yeah.
But so I would say.
I go to like, when I fuck those guys, I go to like Arby's.
When I fuck those guys.
No, when I fuck those truckers at the rest stop, like I go to like REI, like the Great Outdoors before, and I buy like sweat whisking gear.
Antimicrobial
and, like,
underpants.
And I wear gloves and everything.
Yeah.
But so my point is,
yeah.
If you subscribe to the Patreon, please cancel. He doesn't need the money.
No, what is this now?
No, because I've been saying subscribe so we can
please subscribe to the Patreon.
No.
Hate Watch Pod on Patreon.
No, do not subscribe. If you do subscribe, cancel.
All right, well, this is terrible marketing.
Yeah.
It's reverse psychology, dumbass.
What do I know? I've had a 9-inch cock in my mouth all week.
No.
It fucked my brain
up. Cum brain, shut
up. I felt it hit the back. I'm lucky I didn't die like Saget.
Just to have an ounce of integrity, please cancel. If you're an honest listener and you're a fan, I don't want you to be paying money out of your own pocket. Because they're working hard.
Yeah.
They're working hard, yeah, too. You're not the only one jacking off truckers.
They are, too. Our fans are, too.
Or they're working an hourly wage. They have a hard life. There some money's coming out of their paycheck. Just cancel it.
Yeah.
Let Devin do his thing and have his own fun.
Yeah, stay out of it. How about that?
Yeah.
God, okay. You know, don't pry into my sex life. All right. You guys want to say goodbye? Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.